The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
Welcome to Easton 300, a tricentennial TV show that is held on a monthly basis. Thanks to ECAT, Easton Community Access TV. Guess what? The year 2025 is on its way. We hope to have a gigantic year-round celebration as we involve as many people in the community as possible. We're going to be asking during this program for volunteers to contact us, and maybe there are some folks out there that would like to make a donation to the celebration. We're excited about it. There's excitement in the air. I'm Dave Clifton here along with Michelle McGee. We're co-hosting this show, and again, we thank Community Television for spreading the good word around the town about this celebration, because right now it's still the best kept secret. So Michelle, let's introduce our guest and off we go. Thank you folks for joining us.
Excellent, thank you so much, Dave. So we have a great panel today because our topic today is our logo contest. So the Tricentennial Celebration does not yet have a logo. We've been using the Town of Easton's logo because we are a town committee. But we have put together a nice panel of people today to talk about logos. We have, first of all, we have our Marketing Communication Chair, who is on the Tricentennial Committee, Michael Good. We also have a local photographer with us today, Chris Ventresco, to talk about photography and logos. And we also have Nora Youssef with us today, who is going to talk about a piece of our logo. One of the requirements of the logo will be to include the clock on Main Street. And I think maybe we can start with Nora, because let's talk a little bit about the history of the clock on Main Street. Why don't we start with that?
At the same time, thank your grandfather, Lee Williams, because he made a wonderful contribution to the celebration, and that clock is a fabulous looking. Could be part of the logo.
Yeah, you know, I believe it was Lee who coined the phrase "Easton is Massachusetts' best kept secret," and so he would be so pleased to hear that the clock is going to be used as part of the town celebration logo. I guess it's unofficially part of the town logo already. And the 300th celebration was really important to him. I don't know if a lot of people know this. Not only did he leave funds for this celebration as part of his legacy, but in lieu of flowers, when he passed away, he asked, hey, you know what? Forget flowers. I want you to make a donation to this tricentennial celebration. And people did. Mm. And currently we have to the tune of a good sum of money there mm-hmm. in the kitty to get this thing awesome. Started off right and make a party the way Easton should be celebrated.
And Lee would like.
He would love it. He would love it. And I assure you,
he likes a good party.
He sure did love a good party, didn't he?
Yes.
So yeah, the history of the clock is pretty interesting. So, you know, I had the pleasure of getting to not only call Lee my grandpa, I also got to work with him. My office was right across his in the office. So I got to see him from the perspective of grandfather, Mr. Easton, investor for him, the families he worked with and clients, and community activist. And I loved overhearing him either birth an idea or someone bring an idea to him and him help usher that along. And of course, one of those ideas was the town clock. So it all began, he was at a Stoughton Lions Club meeting. Of course, he's one of the nation's top Lions recruiters. So the other Lions clubs would invite him to be a guest speaker, and he would try to impart some wisdom on things people could do. So he's sitting at the Stoughton Lions Club meeting, and he overhears another guest speaker from Electric Time talking about the new Stoughton clock. And Lee thought to himself, well, if a town like Stoughton can have a clock, why doesn't Easton have a clock right on Main Street? So
it's in a good spot, too.
It's in a great spot. And so he scheduled a visit with Electric Time over out in Medfield. And he said to his son, Kevin, who's my stepfather and my father, that we work together still. And he told Kevin, his son, and he says, hey, Kevin, come with me. Let's take a look at this factory. 10 minutes before they leave, it was a snowy, snowy day. I remember this in the wintertime. In pops Bill Ames. And they go, hey, Bill Ames, Bill, what are you up to? And Bill goes, not too much. And they go, listen, we're about to go check out a really cool factory. Why don't you come along? And it's about time this town has a clock. And Bill kind of looked at him and said, all right, I'll come join you. Sure. As long as we can grab lunch, I'm in. So they go to this factory and they were all really impressed. Everything was US made. Everything was quality. And Lee thought, you know, it would be a nice distinguishing feature if this clock could also have the shovels on the minute and hour hand. It'd be a nice little touch, something a little unique to Easton. And Lee, of course, found out what the cost would be. It wasn't cheap, but he did well as an investor. And it was important to him because Easton was important to him. So they decided, okay, that's it. He made the decision right then and there. This clock is going to go in Easton. And he also thought, you know what, let me, the best way to present it would be through an organization. So he approached Historical Society and said, hey, I have an idea. Why don't I make a donation to you to buy the purchase to this clock and present it to the town? And they were intrigued. In fact, Hazel Varela said, huh, that's quite an idea, Lee. Let me take a look at this clock that you have in mind. So he takes her to the factory. She similarly saw the magic that Lee envisioned. She agreed. And so long story short, the Historical Society then presented the clock to the town of Easton. Nice.
And when did they do that, Nora?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Was it 2000, I want to say 18?
Well, it was the 290th.
Aha.
Anniversary of this town. I think that's what it says in the paper.
Okay.
Right? There's pictures of him unveiling that clock.
That's right.
So it would be exactly 10 years before the 300.
Look at that. Perfect. Yeah,
that's how that
adds up.
I looked at the minutes of a select board meeting and he attended that meeting and presented the select board with a check to kick off the celebration in 2025. He certainly looked ahead, there's no doubt about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Quite the visionary.
That's kind of the essence of that clock, is it's kind of how our committee came to want to use it as a focal point, that, you know, clocks represent time, past, present, and future. So he looks ahead, like a clock looks ahead, and a clock looks behind. And so Mike's our marketing communication chair. Do you recall the committee conversation about how we came to the clock?
I don't remember. I barely remember yesterday. What I will say is, so I grew up in town.
Yes. And
obviously, the clock wasn't there. So we're saying 2015? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Right? That's 10 years. Okay. So when I would come home, so I've moved back a couple years ago, but I grew up here. That clock seemed to almost kick off. It was a part of like the whole revitalization of downtown Easton, right? And it just fit perfectly. It changed like the aesthetic. And then when they do the lights in the winter, it's just a completely different from when I grew up. And we go down there, it was the baseball corner and not much else, and Grampy's, and that was it.
Bill's.
And Bill's House of Pizza on the other side of the street. So it's a beautiful clock. And it definitely makes it just helps with the aesthetic of the downtown and then all the restaurants and things that have been added since. But when we first started talking about the tricentennial and the logo contest came to be as an opportunity for us to engage the community, right? So we can have all our great ideas, but how do we start the outreach? So we came up, let's have a logo contest. We don't want to use the town seal. And then the clock was just something that just came, I think it just naturally got itself on the table as an idea or a suggestion, and here we are. I think that's how I remember
it. And Mike Good, you're a good person for this job. Not only are you doing marketing, but the fact is that you're working on this. And what about some of the ground rules for?
So sure, I'm gonna, if it looks like I'm reading, it is because I am. so basically, it is a logo contest. The idea being that through members of the community submitting in entries, we'll arrive on a final rendering. And then that will be used on all our materials going forward and on banners and then throughout 2025 for the celebration. In terms of, we've selected the clock as kind of the point of focus. In terms of, again, we're not trying to stifle any creativity, but what we're looking for is the clock And then in some way, shape, or form, we want to have a couple of things included in the ending image, so to speak. So ideally, the hour hand and the, is it the hour hand or the minute hand, or at 3 o'clock? We want to make sure that we have, you know, 300 somewhere in this, you know, logo, or a combination of 1725, 2025, so that, you know, again, it's really focusing people's attention on this being the 300th anniversary. You have to be an Easton resident. On our website, which is easton300.org, there's a list of a little bit further into the depths of the rules. But basically, there's a form to fill out. You need to be an Easton resident. The deadline for submissions is the 30th of November, because we'd like to have our final, our grand prize winner, so to speak, selected heading into 2024, because then that allows us to start getting things printed and put on things. And just, it's one of the objectives we want to get off our to-do list, because we have a million other things. But so you have till the 30th of November to submit. The winner, in addition to bragging rights, will get a $300 cash prize. So again, 300. And I don't know, is there anything I'm glossing over?
I imagine that whatever we do with the logo, the winner will probably receive some kind of swag bag.
That's true too, yes.
The merchandise that we choose to put the logo on. It's their creation, so it'll be nice.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I think that the greatest gift that the person can get that wins this is the fact that they put together the logo for this 300th anniversary celebration. The $300, I thought that it would be a good idea to give $1 a week until they get 300. You don't agree with that.
Well, you can make a thermometer or something, right?
But we're trying to, as a committee, work around that number 300. But I think it's a terrific idea, and it's going to get the word out. And I know that we, as a committee, have been pushing for it, because we're anxious to get the logo to put on all of the things that we have and documents. Yes.
So this past weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk more about this, there was a couple of events in town, and the committee, a couple of members were at different tables getting the word out. Number one, that 2025 is the anniversary. Two, here is the list, and we'll get into that, I'm sure, as well, of events that we have from January through the end of the year. To make sure that it's a celebration, kind of like you were saying, it's on par with how great Easton is as a town. And it's a 300, I mean, that's a big milestone for any town, right? So we wanted to make sure we were getting the word out, but it's really, we're trying to get the attention on the logo contest. We want to get a nice pool of, you know, submissions, so that we have our a pick of the litter, so to speak. We want to have as many entries as possible. And again, this is all about the community, so we want your participation. So please go to the website, easton300.org, and fill out an application and make a submission.
Why don't you repeat that again, just in case someone didn't catch it?
www.easton300.org. And there's other information up there beyond the logo contest, but we'll get into that as well.
Yeah.
And there is some excitement, no doubt about it. As the days go by, and I know folks out there are probably saying 2025, that's a long ways off. Folks, it goes by very quickly. In a few months, it's going to be January 1st, 2024, a year away from the first event. So I know that Chris is working hard at that, and the committee eventually is going to come to a decision. Michelle, Chris, with the fancy hat on, he's going to be involved in some way with photographs. Why don't you tell us about that, Chris?
Yeah, so going to be kind of capturing the entire year of events and photographs. And our end goal is to have kind of like a yearbook slash like fine art book of photography, capturing candids and photographs, portraits of all the different positions of the committee and selectmen and you know, people in the government, and just a really, and I know that'll be offered obviously once it's all wrapped up in 2026, it'll be available, and then we're working on a few things such as a calendar to kind of highlight some of the locations where we will be having events in the 300th year. So be on the lookout. We'll be having a lot of photography, and I'm sure we'll be sharing you know, some of the photographs on our website and social media.
Folks, if you want to do something a little different, giving back to the community, and this is going to be a fun year to plan and prepare for. I can see it just with the excitement with our committee members as we grow, and I think that's important. And I know, Chris, you're following in the footsteps of your dad, John Ventresco. And if you're listening, John, I want to say some good things about you. You've always been into community service, and we appreciate it. And I think you taught your son just to follow in your footsteps, although you continue to serve. Michelle, I wanted to thank you especially, not only for your participation, but she is a bundle of energy. And she has been putting together flyers and brochures. She's got mixed talent. She does many different things. And that's what we're hoping our volunteers will do out there. We want them to share their time, their talent, their ideas, their resources. And in some cases, they even provide their funds to bring people together in the community. And I know, Michelle, that's one of our objectives.
That's one of our, really our only objective, I would say, is we've been tasked with a few things by the select board, but we take our charge very seriously. And, you know, one of the greatest things I think that we're offering is that we have 8 signature events all throughout the year in 2025. They will all be free. They will
all be on 6 days.
Yep. They will all be open to all community members. We will be making sure that everyone feels welcome at these events. It's really important to our committee to be diversified and to make sure that all people feel welcome and are welcome. Free transportation to all of these events is something that we are absolutely planning. We are taking into consideration, you know, at events that are outside and it's very hot, making sure that we have shade for people who need that. Making sure that we have enough water for people who need that, making sure that all events happen on, you know, in places that anyone can access, you know, they're not at the top of a mountain or, you know, many stairs, you know, we're taking into account all the ways that we can make sure that kids get involved, seniors get involved, single people get involved, moms, families, everyone in this community is not just welcome, but they are wanted at these events. This town belongs to you, and we want to make sure that everybody turns out.
And don't forget the grandparents.
The grandparents too. But I will tell you that probably one of the most challenging groups to get involved is teenagers. What do we do to make sure that teenagers come out and have a good time? So we are working with Easton Public Schools and the regional high school.
Southeast Regional.
To get involved with the kids in the community. We're looking for a student who might be interested in running our Facebook page, our TikTok page, our Twitter page. So, you know, we really are taking into consideration all members of this community. And we really welcome you to come to one of our meetings so that you can tell us how it is that we can reach you. How are we not reaching you? How can we reach you?
I think that's important. I also want to mention to Chris before we go back to Mike to talk a little bit about marketing. You have another responsibility on the committee, and that's to put together the anniversary book. This is a book that happens after the year of celebrating is over. And you're going to be taking photos. You're going to be meeting with people. We're going to make sure that the folks, when they celebrate the 350th anniversary here in the town of Easton, they're going to know, looking back at this anniversary book, who are the folks that worked in the town back then, who was on the board, who was the fire chief, you know, the list goes on and on. In another 50 years, things change. And since the last celebration, we are seeing that things have changed to the point where there are more changes than I ever thought. And that happens. But you're putting together still to fill your committee. You're looking for a writer. You have someone. You're looking for other photographers. You want to get the history in there. Why don't you tell us about what else you're thinking of?
Yeah, I mean, huge, but, you know, even if there are, you know, high school students or someone looking to get into photography that wants to kind of shadow me, I could definitely use help kind of gathering information, you know, as we're creating photographs, someone to write down names and, you know, just like they do in publications and things like that, just to make sure we have all accurate information. And we want people to see, you know, the residents, even 50, like you had mentioned, like 50 years down the road. I was at that event. And you know, we have names down and everything highlighting who people are. So big thing are, you know, writers, anyone that can help out, just kind of collect information. Even a historian that wants to kind of help tie in some of even the architecture that we're going to be incorporating into this book as well. So
lots of history here in the town of Easton, yeah. No doubt about it. I did want to go back to the marketing person, Michelle. Mike, I know you've got a big responsibility with the logo,
yep.
And that seems to be a priority with everybody. But there's a lot more that goes with marketing.
Sure. So, you know, from this subcommittee's responsibility is basically getting the word out to the community about the fact that 2025 is a 300th anniversary. But more importantly, ways for you to engage. So we've created the website. Michelle, she helps with everything. And who is the web?
John Tracy is our.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have a website. And that is kind of going to be like the hub of communication, and we'll be putting up updates. So if you do go on there today, it'll be different the next day or maybe next week. We've already created an Instagram page. So that's up and running. That's at Easton MA 300. So some pictures are already up. There's some pictures from this weekend at the NRT fair. We're just looking for, and then as we, you know, we landed on these events as we get into 2024, we'll start sending out updates on how those things are shaping up with the locations and all of that. So that's what, you know, just promotion and making sure everyone's up to speed and up to date on what we're doing. Right now, again, the logo contest is the priority. Once we have that, then it'll be announcing the winner will be the next big thing for the marketing communications group. But we do need volunteers. So Michelle mentioned we want to get kids, anyone involved to help maybe run the Facebook page. If we're going to go on Twitter, we could talk about all of those things, but it's just me. And I have a 7-month-old at home, so it's enough with just that. So I could use a little support there, and it's a
Why
great
you
way to
repeat that again.
My 7-month-old? the volunteers. We need volunteers for all aspects of what we're trying to do here between now and January 1st, 2025. But for my group, I could use some help with just running pages or, you know, even stuff like this. This is not my strongest suit. You know, I can work with Canva, but I'm sure there's folks out there that are, you know, can whip those kind of things out. The more the merrier.
We want their talent. And no doubt about it, Michelle, do you want to talk about the billboard, which is something that we'll be using. And people need to know where it's going to be and when you think the timetable would be for that.
Yeah, so we do have a billboard here in town, and we're going to have it for 13 months with a couple changes over the year. So I think in the beginning, you'll probably see that it just kind of celebrates Easton, mentions some of the events that'll happen in the first part of the year. We'll do a changeover. Apparently, everyone's very excited about the fireworks. We are having fireworks, so that is very exciting. So I'm sure we'll be advertising those. And then maybe a changeover to just kind of like thank our sponsors and also give the remaining things at the end of the year, because we have a very big event on the 27th of December in 2025. We're having an anniversary gala ball. So
the final event of our celebration year.
So we start on January 1st, mm-hmm. 2025 with a first day event, and we end on December 27th. So we got a full year.
Unbelievable.
Planned.
Nora, how do you feel about the celebration? Anything you'd like to say to our viewing audience about the plans and the excitement that people are starting to, at least I'm feeling it.
People
are starting to talk about
weekend,
it.
Yeah.
They know about it and they're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Easton's a special place and it's a special time to be part of history. So not only is it great for you to come out with the family, but also, again, to experience something that's been around for 300 years. And part of that celebration obviously should be celebrated for the youngsters. I know we're asking for a lot of volunteers. many hands make light work. And so keep in mind, this is a great way for a resume builder to get on your for college applications, to have some experience. So really from the breadth of writing to marketing, these are transferable skills to your first employer. So for nothing else, it could be a great resume builder as well.
That is a great point.
And not only that, I know Mike has something to say. I just wanted to mention that community service projects within the schools, a great way to give back to the community. And to get some so-called points for doing something that would be terrific. Go ahead, Mike.
So one of the things that, two things I wanted to point out. So we have our six events. These are in addition to the traditional Easton events. So we talked about the NRT Fair, the lighting of the rockery. That's what I was going to mention about from the volunteering perspective. So those will continue. And, you know, there might be a little 300 flair on those maybe. We'll see how we can get involved. I'm sure it'll be, you know, commemorated as the 300th, you know, as we go along. But these are in addition. So these are additional events for the family to attend. From a volunteering perspective, one of the things I remember growing up and going to all of Reims was, as a member of the hockey team, we would go to the lighting of the rockery, and we were basically free labor. We would bring all the tables in and take all the tables out. But it was cool to be a part of the day. But that's something, you know, just throwing that out there to those that are coaching teams and thinking of ways to for team bonding. As you get closer to 2025, maybe think about, you know, if there's an event setting up for the picnic or the block party. Or the bonfire. I don't know if my spoiler alert that I'm announcing all these.
So, promote all of this.
So I mean, that's a great way for teams to, you know, get involved. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up something else, which is kind of goes back to what we were saying about the diversity and the audience that we want to reach, which is everyone. And that is that we are going to be working with all members of the community. So we are looking for volunteers. We had a tricentennial meeting. We have a committee meeting once a month. We had ours last week. And two people just showed up, and they were our two volunteers this past Saturday, our only two volunteers who were able to cover the fire department's open house. So it's very easy to get involved. And I'll talk to that in just a moment. But I did want to say that we have a lot of great organizations in town. We have the NRT, we have the Easton Lions Club, we have Houses of Worship. So we are looking to involve, like Mike said, whatever you currently do, let us come out and help you. Use the tricentennial to your advantage and, you know, call it the Tricentennial Harvest Fair or the Tricentennial Lighting of the Rockery. We are all for community partnership, community cooperation. We'd love to supply you with volunteers to help come up with an idea of how you might channel 1725 into your event. If you have an organization or a group that doesn't currently have something that kind of puts you on the map, let us help you come up with something. The possibilities are endless. Book clubs, lectures, walking tours, you know, fundraising. There's all kinds of things that we can do. We're going to be working very closely with the business community. We invite all the businesses in Easton to come forward and tell us how, not just how you can participate, how can we help you? How can we help your business in that tricentennial year? Be a supporter of us. We are definitely going to make sure that all the businesses in town that are participating with us have a broad sign in their place of business, if that's what they so choose. I am a tricentennial sponsor. This is complete partnership. There's no competition. We're not looking to take over anybody else's events. No. We are absolutely looking to work in partnership.
We want to include them in our celebration.
Absolutely, right.
No doubt about it. We're talking about a celebration. Can you imagine the town of Easton, Massachusetts will be celebrating their 300th anniversary. This celebration can only happen not just by 9 or 10 people who meet quite often, at least every 2 weeks. It's going to take the help and support of many volunteers. So folks, whether you're in high school, out of high school, maybe senior adults on a bicycle, we can use your help and support. There's lots of jobs. There's got to be at least 300 jobs available. I use that word because it clicks in with the celebration. But Michelle and I are going to talk about some of the events that are coming up. And of course, the celebration in 2025 starts with a first day event. And we're right now trying to confirm the site and location. We also, on June 14th, we have, that's Flag Day, we have a chance to celebrate the red, white, and blue. But that's going to be the day and evening of our fireworks. There's going to be a giant picnic with all of the community folks in town, families, kids, adults, you name it. We're looking forward to you being there. And of course, there'll be a band concert that'll take place prior to the fireworks going off at 9 p.m. That's the plan so far. And the next event, of course, we've been talking an awful lot about the artist in town becoming involved. And that music festival, and it's going to happen on an entire weekend.
Yes.
Go ahead, Michelle.
So we're having an arts festival weekend over Patriots Day weekend in 2025. So we do have a 4-day event planned, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of April 2025. I believe it's the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. On Friday night, we'd like to have something that's very family-oriented, so we have not decided yet, but something that is geared towards families. Saturday will be a day geared towards children, so we're thinking some kind of art lessons, music lessons, all kinds of things like that, maybe a children's matinee. On Sunday, we'd like to have a theater production for adults, and then on Monday, we're going to have an open festival of arts, music, artists, and Langwater Farm is going to be hosting that on that Monday, which is actually Patriots Day in April.
And we also have a giant parade that's being planned. It's going to match the entire route on Center Street to the center of town, followed by a block party.
And when is
that? A chance to celebrate. And that's on July 4th, and that's going to be from 12 to 6, I think, is what we're talking about. The parade lineup is at 9 a.m. down by the monument and the school. And, of course, we're going to start the parade at 10 a.m. Maybe there are folks out there that like to be in the parade, watch the parade, or at least be there for the celebration afterwards. And I know that we have a cheer, Corey, who is absolutely terrific. He's had lots of experience running parades in town, but this is going to be the biggest one that he runs. And I know that a few folks have said to me, Dave, I'm not going to be around on July 4th. And I said, well, you get some time to think about it. You know, 2025 is not the next weekend. So,
and it's a big celebration. This
and it's
is
a one-year celebration, one
once.
Time. That's right.
We don't normally have a parade on the 4th of July in Easton. So if that's something you want to catch in your lifetime, this might be the one chance.
And it's a Friday.
And it is a Friday. So maybe leave your 4th of July vacation on Saturday.
Yeah, skip the Cape traffic.
Or right after the
Yeah, ride it out and then head down the Cape after.
It's going to be terrific. And of course, we'll have a review stand in front of DPW, so that
might not be the DPW anymore, but
when the matches come by, we have a chance, and we're hoping to get some town officials to join us on the review stand. We may be having a military person, a high-ranking military officer, who can salute the colors when they come by. So it'll be absolutely terrific. Michelle and I are going to be co-chairing the final event, which is the anniversary gala. I call it the gala ball. Yes, we're going to roll out the red carpet. We're going to put spotlights on, so when you walk in, you'll think you're walking into Hollywood. But you know what's better than Hollywood? Easton, Massachusetts. And I know that it's not only going to be a black tie event, we're hoping that we have a top-notch band for music. We're going to have some entertainment. So between the food and all the things going and the excitement about celebrating an entire year will be absolutely terrific. Now, I know the three of you are going. You've already mailed in your tickets.
I have my tux ready.
Only kidding. But I know that you're going to be great. So the only other thing that we want to mention is the bonfire. And I'm so happy that the fire chief, Alexander, has agreed to co-chair the bonfire and the fireworks, and how important the fire department is with those two events anyways. So we're going to be keeping you up to date. This is a monthly show that's going to happen. By the time the end of the year, the end of the 2 years comes, you're going to be sick of hearing from Michelle and I. But we still, whether we're on TV or not, and I hope to do this again on radio. I've had the honor and privilege of doing radio out of Providence, WPRO. And we're going to do a show here with a bunch of our committee members. And we're going to have the TV station televise the radio show. So we'll get more mileage out of it. And the bonfire is something very special that the fire chief would like to see.
That's right. Yes, it's going to be on Indigenous Peoples Weekend, which is coming up this weekend, but not for two more years. And it will be on the Saturday of that weekend, and I do believe that's October 11th that year.
Thank you all for joining us, folks. You're watching Easton 300. We have some folks here that are very much involved in the celebration. And, of course, we're talking about 2025. We're going to go back to marketing. We also want to hear from you, Chris. You had something you wanted to add to the local contest.
Yeah, definitely get creative with it. Have fun with it. Just a few tips to think about when you're designing the logo. You want to keep in mind the purpose of the logo. And obviously, we're here to commemorate the 300th tricentennial of Easton. So try to tie kind of 300 in with the clock tower, because obviously that is the main requirement of the design contest. But also a few other things to keep in mind are colors and fonts show personality in a logo. You want to keep that in mind when you're also designing. Obviously, you can use town colors or but you want to just try to tie everything in so it's one scalable and versatile logo. Because obviously, we want to be able to blow this logo up and use it for multiple purposes. So having something that we can blow up pretty large it would be amazing. But that being said, get creative with the logo. Obviously, as a photographer, I feel that photographing the clock is would be a huge preference, so that way you're photographing it, and then you can use the exact design of the clock in it. And then just a few things that you can use to kind of extract the logo, the clock to incorporate into the logo. There are Canva, PicMonkey, which are free, but then you can get as technical as like the Adobe programs of Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator. And you can get as creative with it. You can extract it and add different elements that pertain to the town. Just, I'm not gonna give too much, but it might be kind of cool to add like shovels in the background or some type of big feature landmark in town that if you kind of turned it into a vector, which is just a solid colored shape, you know, something along the lines of that, you can really come up with something creative and fun.
Well said, Chris. You've done TV before, huh?
No.
Let's go back to Mark, our marketing person.
Mike. We talked about Mike and marketing.
We talked off the air about some other things we wanted to add to the audience that may be watching.
So, let's talk a little bit about how we came to even have a contest. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but really, why are we doing this?
So when we got together in the beginning and had our charge of 2025's coming up, and it, you know, what are we going to do for events? And trust me, these are just but a few of the suggestions that were on the table. And I mean, we're probably going to go into 2027 with everything we wanted to
right.
do. But in all seriousness, we focus on the events. And then from a community outreach and a way to get folks involved, we thought rather than just going out to a photographer or to a graphic design studio and saying, can you draw us a logo? We'll pay you, that kind of thing. We thought there's got to be some artistic talent in this community that would love to get involved. Or maybe not even artists, just people that want to try making a logo. So one of the things that it reminded me of, I don't know if you remember this, but the water department, every year we would do the conserve water drawing contest. So that kind of, you know, that was a contest that I remembered and others remembered.
I think you're dating us now.
Well, I think they still do it. Anyway, but that was kind of the idea. Was like, you know, and then there was a winner, and just the contests are exciting. But again, it's an early way to get people engaged, right? So we want your participation. But then whenever that goes up on a banner or is on print, we'll know that a member of the community took the time out of their day to come up with that and submit it. So I think it's kind of a cool feature.
It's kind of special. I know that the new Blanche Ames School has a logo, and it was created by one of the students. And that student, I do believe, is in college now, but still talks about the fact that back at...
Repeat winner face.
Back at that school... His logo lives on,
that's
and it
cool.
will forever.
Cool.
It's the same with this. If you go over to the Historical Society here in Easton, they have some coins from the 275th, maybe the 250th as well. Mm. And that logo that's the logo for that. It always remains that logo. So it is a cool thing to have bragging rights to.
I'm hoping that the person that wins the logo contest, we can put in a convertible in the parade.
That would be great.
Just to have people in town know who that person is.
Yes.
And just to tie into what Maura was talking about in the beginning, like the fact, so I mean, there's the rockery, right? So there was all these things we were talking, what's the focal point? The fact that it was your grandfather that donated that, and it's like a sense of community involvement and outreach, so to speak. And I just think it's better than just, there's the rockery, someone draw the rockery, whatever. I think that's a nice tie-in that we've chosen the clock. And like I said before, it's part of downtown now. Everyone's familiar with it. And again, our town logo is actually pretty cool. The monument, it's, you know, it's pretty solid. I like it. But this is going to be a standalone logo just for the purposes of the tricentennial, which I think is great.
I think it's a nice way to create history. Mm-hmm. History isn't always about what's already happened. It's about what is going to happen and how are we going to commemorate that. Mm-hmm. From our estimation, that clock's been up there for less than 10 years. And that's how important it is to this town. We're putting it on a logo.
It seems like it's been there for a long time.
You know? To your point, you know, by people putting a stamp on the celebration, you're putting a stamp on history. So that's something really great to be part of. So certainly get involved, whether you're just coming to enjoy the events. That's wonderful.
Yes.
We certainly invite you to do that. If you're a business, get involved. If you are one of the amazing organizations, nonprofits in town, let's partner up together because we're all in this together.
Right.
Good point,
yes.
Nora. You know, when I first moved to Easton, I was so impressed with the downtown and the holiday lights and the people taking advantage of all the restaurants. Well, that wasn't happening a number of years ago.
That's right.
That's part of the change, and that might be a good photo as well, Chris. But I know that we wanted to give some credit to the folks who were on the committee appointed by the select board. I know that Michelle does a lot of things for the committee above and beyond the call of duty. But we have Dale Carrister, who certainly everybody in town knows him from all the other committees he's involved with. We have Courtney Pupkin, and she's handling fundraising. We also have Mike Good, which you met today. And we also have Ken Michael. Ken has really stepped up and done all kinds of things for us. He happens to be the president of the Historical Society here in the town of Easton. Diane Lusati, She has stepped up as our secretary. And of course, Roz Miller is the assistant. Mark Lamb is the select board appointee. And we also are very thankful to Nora for serving on the committee. And although her work schedule doesn't fit into our meetings, she's going to be involved, and just like she is here today. So we appreciate it, Nora.
Thank you.
You have a lot of expertise that you can provide the committee.
We also have a treasurer.
And the treasurer, forgive me. I'm talking about Jeanette Camara. Jeanette is not only the treasurer for us, she's the treasurer at Bank of Easton. So she knows her stuff, and we're excited about her. And we thank the Bank of Easton for providing a meeting place for us for during the summer season, which is terrific.
Yep, we can thank the Quesit House. They are open their doors for us, and ECAT as well.
Yeah. And ECAT's always been there. They're there just about everything in town. And it's amazing how a community can come together. And this planning of this celebration is a perfect reason. I would like to see our committee double and maybe triple with all the people that can be involved.
So when's our next meeting then?
So our next meeting is the fourth Tuesday of the month.
That's right.
And we're going to stick to that, but we're going to, the second Tuesday of each month, continue to meet, because we have a lot more to discuss. Even though it's 2025, I can feel us creeping up on 2024, so we got a lot to accomplish. And I know that we did want to say to the folks out there, Michelle, that it's important not just to be a voting member of our group, but certainly to come and participate and listen in to what's going on. You may have some suggestions that you'd like to make to us. And why don't you give off the contact information?
Sure. So our next meeting is on Tuesday, October 24th. It's at 6 o'clock, and we are done by 7:45, and we will be at the Quesit House. And I have to say that over the last several months, I bet we've had 15 community members come out to different meetings, brand new to this. And so we're really excited about the way that it is growing. You can get information on anything that to do with the tricentennial at our website. It's www.easton300.org. That's Easton300. Mm-hmm. If you need direct contact information, our email is easton300@outlook.com. And those are the best ways to get information. But we hope that people will come out to our next meeting on the 24th. We welcome anyone. These are open public meetings. You can find the agenda on the Town of Easton's website or on our website. You know, it's really important, too, I think, for us to mention that volunteering is, it's that sometimes the word scares people. And my mom is one of my best volunteers, and she never leaves the house. She doesn't live in Easton, and she's not a member of this committee. But when I need folding done for maps, and when I need bags stuffed with candy, like, don't forget that you can volunteer for this. I think one of the number one questions, or one number one things that is said when, oh, would you like to volunteer? It's like, I'm not running anything. That's absolutely fine. We don't need 200 runners, but we do need you for something. It might be 2 hours on a Saturday in 2025 selling popcorn. It might be this year helping us get a fundraiser off the ground. Honestly, if the winner of our logo contest comes from somebody who picked up the flyer on Saturday and gave it to somebody, you did your part.
Exactly.
So there's no reason why every single person in the Town of Easton can't volunteer in some way, because volunteering means so many different things.
And we're hoping that ECAT, Easton Community Access Television, can play the show back a couple of times, because I think we covered an awful lot of information today. These are our caps. You can actually buy a cap. It says Easton 300, and on the back it says tricentennial, and it gives the years 1725 to 2025. And I don't think you got one, Nora, that's yours.
Oh, look at this. Oh, wow. I'll put it on right now.
I'll take one I didn't get.
All right, I mean, here we go.
So I have a question. Nora, are you going to join the logo contest?
I'll give it a stab.
Really?
Sure, yeah. I mean, stick figures are my forte, okay, but you know, I'll give it a shot.
I don't think I'm allowed.
Okay, so he's taking the easy way out.
But I have some family members that are definitely,
okay.
But again, full transparency, they're not great artists, so my mom's gonna try to do this, so we'll see how it goes. But
maybe my mom will too.
Yeah, well, she's not stuffing bags or folding maps.
That's right. How about you, Dave? Are you going to join?
That's not my expertise.
Okay, so that's a no. And Chrissy,
I'd rather
you're going
do
to join?
I
will.
TV shows, yeah. And tackle that, but. I'll tell you, I'd be happy to be one of the judges to take a look at it.
Yeah, I think it's our committee that will do the judging.
It's absolutely a terrific idea. And folks, be patient with us. We're trying to promote it. Don't be surprised if you belong to an organization that has an event. We may be there with a table. And if you're listening to me now, maybe a little reminder give me a call and let me know so that we can plan on having a table there and recruiting volunteers. And who knows, we may pick up some sponsors as well.
That'd be great.
But it takes a lot of planning and preparing in order to do this. I'm forever grateful to our guests that joined us today. As you get an idea of what's going on, we gave a priority to our logo contest. We're giving a priority to our fundraising efforts. And we know there are folks out there that are looking forward to talking with us. And of course, Courtney, our fundraising chair, she is ready to roll. And folks, we'll be knocking on your door. Thank you so much. And now we're going to try to get some final comments from our guest. And then you and I will give our final comments. And Nora, we'll start with you.
Sure.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, no, my pleasure. So I'll share one of my favorite quotes that Lee would say, and there were many. And he would say, you know, volunteering is a selfish thing, really, because it makes you feel so good doing it.
Aww,
I always love that.
That is really nice.
I like that very much.
Yep.
And how about you?
Yeah, sure. Just again, I thank you both for allowing me to be working with me on the committee. This is my first endeavor doing anything of this sort. I didn't realize what I was signing up for, I don't think, mm-hmm. and like all this would entail, but in a good way. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And now that we're actually starting to, things that we, you know, it was a lot of brainstorming, and now that things are kind of coming into focus, it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And more than, and I guess the biggest thing for today is the logo contest. Please, get those entries in by 11/30/23. So you have till November 30th to get your entry in. We're looking forward to all the submissions and getting our logo and kind of, I think that's really gonna get things rolling for us as a committee and the celebration started.
We can start putting on all the things that we're preparing. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Mike Good, for jumping on this and doing what you can to make it work. You got a lot of good advice today, Michelle. Our viewing audience has an idea of what they could do to do a logo, and some have probably already started. But Chris, we thank you for joining us today, and assuming the responsibility as being the head photographer with a lot of others. I remember going to one of these galas, and there were four photographers taking pictures. It was like a booth where everybody wanted to be in the picture. So that was a complete album that was put together. And also the anniversary book, which is a big challenge for you. And thank you so much.
No problem. I'm looking forward to it.
Some final comments.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're documenting history. Anyone that wants to get involved and help out, capture some of the data or photographs, definitely feel free. You can reach out to me directly. Our studio number is 508-930-6328, or you can also email me, Chris, K-R-I-S dot Ventresco at gmail.com. And I'd love to meet you and work on this together.
That's such a nice offer.
Go ahead, Michelle. There's a lot of things that we covered today, but is there anything that we might have missed?
No, I'm just going to wrap up with three things for 300. One, come to our open house on October 11th next week at Frothingham Hall Wednesday night. Two, join our logo contest. You could win. And three, get involved. Whatever way that you can, go onto our website, www.easton300.org. Email us, easton300@outlook.com. Come visit us at one of our tables, one of our events, get in touch with any of us and get involved, even if it's small.
It's interesting, there may be organizations out there that would like to invite Michelle and myself to come and give a presentation. We'd be willing to do that. We're looking forward to being at the town meeting to meet and greet all of the voters in town, just to remind them about the celebration. I'm not sure if I'll have my hat on that night, but the fact is that we're excited about this celebration. We hope that we can bring some excitement to you folks. This is your community, and I think Michelle said that nicely. This is where you live. This is your town. Why not try to give back to the community? This is an opportunity, and we've been waiting for this for a long time, to celebrate the 300th anniversary of the town in Easton. There will be events and activities that will be available for people of all ages. Mm-hmm. So I'm Dave Clifton on behalf of Michelle McGee, bidding you farewell from our studios here at ECAT. This cable cast has been a production of Easton Community Access Television. I say to each and every one of you out there, come forth to serve, to be a member of our committee. Do it with the dignity that it deserves, and do it with a smile on your face, just like Nora's smile right now. We certainly would welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.